You're listening to SBS News.
The Australian Federal Police and the Australia Security and Intelligence Organisation conducted a house raid at the Sydney home of New South Wales State Labor Party politician Shaukat Mosulmane. Authorities are investigating alleged links to China. Mr. Mosulmane has since been suspended from the Labor Party. Mr. Mosulmane has courted controversy by repeatedly praising the Chinese government in speeches and public comments. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says the developments come after a months-long investigation into allegations of foreign interference.
The actions of the Australian Federal Police and ASIO demonstrate that the threats in this area are real. The need to take action is necessary, and the government is absolutely determined to ensure that nobody interferes with Australia's activities.
Mr. Mosulmane was forced to resign as Assistant President of the Legislative Council just last year. Earlier this year, Mr. Mosulmane expressed fulsome praise of the Chinese government. At the time of those comments, New South Wales opposition leader Jodie McKay deemed them inappropriate. After Friday's raid, Ms. McKay moved to suspend his membership of the Labor Party. She says the allegations are disturbing.
It's dreadfully concerning. It's terrible. You know, there is an expectation on MPs that they're, you know, whatever they do, it is in the best interests of the people of this state. And I would hope that every single MP in the Parliament, not just on the Labor side, but on the Liberal and the National Party side, the crossbench, has that at the heart of their actions as an MP.
In 2018, Australia passed new security and counter-espionage laws, which aimed to prevent or intercept foreign interference in politics and domestic affairs. Just last week, Prime Minister Scott Morrison revealed government agencies and businesses faced state-based cyber attacks. Mr. Morrison says it's an issue being taken very seriously at the federal level.
We won't cop anyone coming and seeking to interfere in our political system. We will stand up to it, and we will take action as what you've seen today demonstrates.
Mr. Mosulmane has not been charged and is not accused of any criminal wrongdoing. The raid of his home and parliamentary office was immediately dismissed as racism by a relative of Mr. Mosulmane. Older brother Shauki Mosulmane claims his younger brother is innocent and has nothing to hide.
It's very clear the Zionism and the racism is working against Mr. Shaukat Mosulmane. Because he pro the Palestinian, he is pro the Aboriginal people, he helped the poor people. He go to China to bring some spare parts for the wheelchair, hard wheelchair to help the people in need. Mm-hmm. And that's why they want to victimize him, because they are against China. They want to find somebody to use him. Use him as a scapegoat for something.
Parliamentary disclosure documents reveal, since 2009, Mr. Mosulmane made a total of 9 trips to China. Some of the controversial comments by Mr. Mosulmane, which attracted attention, include calling for a new world order, praising China's containment of the coronavirus, and criticising foreign interference laws. Prime Minister Morrison says intricate details of the investigation cannot be revealed. The Australian Federal Police and ASIO made this statement on Friday morning.
ASIO can confirm that search warrant activity is occurring in Sydney as part of an ongoing investigation. This activity does not relate to any specific threat to the community. While this activity occurs, it would not be appropriate to comment further.
Australia's relationship with China has been rocky in recent months. So how did it get here? Here are some of the recent developments. Australia called for an independent international inquiry into the origins of the coronavirus pandemic. It was reported that China had warned its citizens not to travel or study in Australia, claiming there had been a significant increase in racist attacks. A Chinese ambassador suggested the Chinese public could boycott Australian products. Australia banned the Chinese-owned technology giant Huawei from taking part in the rollout of 5G mobile infrastructure. China placed an 80% tariff on barley imported from Australia for the next 5 years. China also imposed an import ban on multiple Australian abattoirs. A leading academic expert on China-Australia relations, Professor Chen Hong, warns there may be more challenges to come.
I think it's another display of the anti-China sentiments that has been stoked up in Australia. As we know, for the past 3 years, the bilateral relationship between China and Australia has been poisoned step by step, I think. And I deeply worry about the Cold War atmosphere that is agitating, I think, in Australia. Anti-China witch hunt campaign could further exacerbate the bilateral relations. But I do think that actually, any normal exchanges between our two countries, two peoples, should not be distorted in such a way.
Marcus Megalokonomos, SBS News.